What the Siman Kuf Yud says, adding, which discusses adding into the various brachos of Shmona Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Im ratza lehosif b'chol bracha mehem soyos, mehena bracha mosif. You can add on to any of the brachos, the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. Ketzad, haya lo chol, if somebody was sick, mevakish shalav brachmi b'rachas rifa'enu. You can daven for the person in rifa'enu. Or if you needed parnasa, you can ask for it in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. Now, that's in the specific brachos. Uvashemeh Tzvila, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yachal Yishal Kol Tzrachav. You can ask for anything there. She Kogelos Kol HaBakashos. Shema Kolenu is a broader bracha, which is a general request for all the other bakashos. You can ask for anything in Shemeh Tzvila. Oh, the Rama points out, when you add in a bracha, first begin the bracha, and then add something in. First you start the bracha, so it's in the middle of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah explains that you have to say the Ikra Matbeah that the Chazal said, and then in the middle of that, you add on a tefillah, you add on more that you want to say for your personal need. The Mishnah Berurah says you can daven for parnasa or for a refuah, that's only if right now you need it. But you shouldn't daven for the future. Let's say you're not sick. You shouldn't daven for the future that you shouldn't get sick, or that you shouldn't lose your parnasa in the future. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In Shema Kolenu, in Shema Tefillah, you can even daven for the future. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita points out that in the bracha for rain, in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, when you're asking for parnasa, we mentioned the tefillah of next year. So, when you ask for rain, you're davening that it should rain now, so the tefillah should grow next year. So the chora it is mutter to daven for the future, Rav Nevin Sal points out. But when you're davening for someone who's sick, if they're there, you don't have to mention their name. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, Kelna Rafan Allah, he didn't mention Miriam's name. But if they're not befanov, but if they're not there in front of you, then when you add their the tefillah, you should mention be maskir the shame, and you should mention the actual name, so the tefillah is more specific. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in Shema Kolenu you could add anything. The Mishnah Berurah says Tov lisvados b'shemei tefillah. It's a good idea to say vidui in Shemei tefillah. And if you have a specific avon, you should mention it at the next Shmona Esrei that you daven. The next Shmona Esrei that you daven. And you should say the vidui and mekabel on yourself not to do it again. A person is supposed to do tshuva immediately when he has a chance. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Kishemosif bebracha me'ein osabracha." When you're adding into one of the brachos that something which is the same theme as that bracha, "Imosif osab b'shul kol Yisrael omer b'lashon rabim." If you're davening on behalf of Am Yisrael, say it in the plural. V'lo b'lashon yachid. Continue. V'lo Yosif ela b'sof habracha v'lo be'emsa. And you're supposed to add in the tefillah towards the end of the bracha, not in the middle of the bracha. What? Because when you're davening in B'lashon Rabim in the plural, and you add it in the middle, it sounds like you're changing the matbeah of the bracha. There's a bracha, you're making up a new bracha. You're changing what Chazal said. Oh, now but we do this. So we do this on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that when you're davening b'yachid on your own, then you can't do that because then it's like you're changing the bracha itself. But b'tzibur, when you add in slichos in the middle of the davening on Yom Kippur, we add a lot in. That's mutter in the Chazaras Hashatz. Oh. So if you're going to add in the bracha, so what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to add in before the closing sentence at the end of the bracha. We have a rule, me'ein ha'chasima samcha chasima, that the last sentence, the last phrase you say before you say the actual Baruch Atah Hashem should be the same language as the closure of the bracha itself. So, right before the last few words, you would add in your tefillah, if you're adding something b'yachid. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im shol tzrach of mamash, k'un yeshu chol b'ptoch beiso, alu parnasa, yochol lishol afilu b'emstar bracha, v'u sheyishal b'lashon yachid, v'lo b'lashon rabim. If you have a personal tzorech, then you can add it even in the middle of the bracha, and as long as you're davening b'lashon. But again, that should be said b'lashon yachid, and not b'lashon rabbi. Uvircha shemeh tefila v'chein besof hatefila. Bein kodem yulu ratzam bein liachrab yachli shol bein b'lashon rabbim bein tzrochav mamish bein tzrochav rabbim. In the bracha, at the end of davening, in all kindness, you can add in any tefila you want, yachid or rabbim, and so too in shemeh tefila. In shemeh tefila, since it's set aside for the adding on extra bakashos, then you can add things in b'lashon yachid or b'lashon rabbim, whatever you would want. Oh, so if one's going to add into the brachos, he should plan ahead exactly what he wants to say. He should know he should say it normally b'lashon yachid, right before the closing phrase, before the chasimas of the chasima of the bracha. In Shema Kolenu, you have more leeway of what exactly you would say. On Sotu and Okina Tzor, you can add in any extra tefillas that you want. It's a very good idea to do this, as meaning you want to show that you have your personal tefillos in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei as well. It's a very good way to add to your kavana and to develop a personal connection with Hashem by adding your personal tefillos on top of the general, the standard language which Chazal established for us. Sif Beis. Yesh mi she'omer, some say, shekishe mosif bivracho l'tzarech yachid lo yarech. When you're adding on inside one of the brachos to daven on behalf of a yachid, of an individual, you shouldn't add on so long, so much. You shouldn't daven so long. Just add on a few words, a basic request. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says this is even in Shemaya Tefillah. It shouldn't be too long. And certainly in the other brachos. But after davening's over, when you're in Olkayin Atzur, before Yulu Ratzon, you can add Mucho Harich. You can add as much as you want. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that the Maharil was sick. And there goes there a Tainis Tzibur. There was a Tainis for the Tzibur. And they said Slichos. And the minhag in those days was to say Slichos in the middle of Schach Lanu. So there they added on a lot for Tzarech Yachid. So the answer is the Maharil is different because Rabim Tzvichin L'Tarasu Ucharabim Dami. Since the public needed him so much because of his tremendous knowledge of Torah, it's likely what they were davening for the Rabim, and that's why for the Maharil, it was much to be Maharil.